Okay, we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. First of all, thank you all for being here for our July 22nd board meeting. We do have some special guests here, I can see, and we'll get to that later. But if you first of all stand and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance and remain standing for the invocation by Reverend Joseph T. Driver of the Gospel Jail Ministries.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Father, we are so grateful for this day, for the many blessings thou bestowed upon us. And we ask our blessings upon this meeting here tonight. And to each one that is attending here, we pray our blessings upon them, Lord. And pray that everything that they say and do will be according to your will. And Father, we do thank you for the board. We just thank you for each one of them, for what they do, and for what they have to go through with at times, Lord. But we ask you to give them strength and understanding and wisdom in order that they may make the decisions that you would be pleased with. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Okay, next order of business is the approval of minutes. Mr. Manager, we have some minutes this evening.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, a request is made for consideration of your July 8, 2008, both regular and special meeting minutes, which have been distributed to you. The motion would be in order.
I would like to point out there was one change that I wouldn't say it's an error because it wasn't verbatim, but I would like to request a change of one word on the special meeting minutes on page 5. The next to last paragraph where it says Mrs. O'Bannon commented that she had tried to play fair in this matter and to request that it be changed to be fair in this matter. And that's the only request to change. Otherwise, I move approval of the minutes.
Okay. Is there a second?
With the change.
We have a motion to approve the minutes as amended for one word in the special meeting minutes. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Donati. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed no. Then they were approved of that minor change. Mr. Mayor, do you have any comments this evening?
I do, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to ask you to go down to the podium for just a moment. We're actually going to present something to the Board of Supervisors, and you are going to receive it. Okay. I'm going to ask Mr. Jerry Walker. Where is Jerry? Paul, where is Jerry? You're elected. Come forward. Yes. Mr. Chairman, members of the Board, I'm very pleased to announce to you that the Virginia Sustainability Building Network, which is called VSBN, has recognized in Waco County with the 2008 Virginia Green Innovation Award for Most Sustainable Community Program. The basis for the award is a continuing successful efforts to bring a higher level of energy and environmental awareness to residents, students, and employees in Waco County through the county's energy program. Now, in the 6 year of development, this program has hosted 5 annual energy fairs or symposiums, initiated a number of energy conservation improvements to county facilities, installed a solar array at Mills Egobin High School that supports 6 middle and high schools in their academic environment, participated in local and regional conferences, offered a training program for staff interested in leadership and energy and environmental design that are known as LEED, and produced LEED accredited professionals. Incorporated in 1995 as a nonprofit organization, VSBN is the only statewide organization to bring together representatives from diverse sectors who are interested in building healthy, energy-efficient, environmentally friendly buildings and sustainable communities. Its mission is to promote environmentally sound or green building practices for Virginia. Jerry Walker, who is out changing a light bulb somewhere, our energy manager, and Bill Smith, our deputy director of general services, represented the county at the 13th anniversary celebration and annual meeting, which was held at the University of Richmond's Jepson Alumni Center on June 25th. At that time, they had the honor of accepting the Virginia Green Innovation Award on behalf of Henrico County. Although Mr. Smith is currently on vacation and unable to join us tonight, Mr. Walker is stuck somewhere with a light bulb, Paul Proto, our Director of General Services, would like to take this opportunity to present the award to the Chairman of the Board of Supervisors, Mr. David A. Cackley.
I wish you had left out to present.
I thought that.
Mr. Chairman, you'll have to use your imagination. He really did come back with a very nice remembrance and honor for this award, and would be appropriate just to make a couple comments. And I think you all know Mr. Walker and how enthusiastic he is. He's done a tremendous job to represent Henrico County in various activities statewide, and he's already made a name for himself statewide and brought Henrico in the forefront. And this is an honor for the program that was initiated, and it is for sustainability. That is, the emphasis has been on adopting a program that will last and keep us going. And we certainly do want to thank Mr. Hazlett and the board for your support of the various energy conservation projects, and we know there are more to come. We do greatly appreciate it. Mr. Chairman, we'll get that award to you as soon as I see you.
Thank you very much. And it's a very important and distinguished award, and I'm happy on behalf of the board to accept this upcoming award here. But I also want to congratulate you and all those involved in attaining this state of position. I know it's one of the board objectives is to add more energy conservation and green buildings, and so we're very pleased and happy with results so far, and keep it up. And we look forward to receiving the award.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the chairman comes back to the DS, I simply wanted the recognition given to the Board of Supervisors. You have worked so long and so hard in reference to LEED certification. Mr. Walker, Mr. Proto, and all of those individuals in the General Services have worked so hard over this 5 to 6 year period. It is simply culminating in another award and recognition that what Henrico County is doing, others would like to do and are going to emulate that. So thank you, Paul. And thank Jerry, wherever he is. Mr. Chairman, I have no other comments this evening.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Manager. The any board members or supervisors have any comments they'd like to make this evening? Okay. Well, I do have a list of a number of important visitors here this evening are our Boy Scouts, which we welcome at every meeting. We're glad to have you here and wish you luck with your scouting activities. And we have maybe 3 or 4 different troops represented here tonight somewhere. And so I'm going to ask all of you young men to introduce yourselves and tell us what troop you're with, and if you are working on a particular badge, you might mention that too. So you want to stand up and speak nice and loud so we can all hear? Great. Wow. Give us your name again.
Okay, thank you. All right. Who wants to go next? Here's one in the back. Good, thank you. Okay, William, thank you.
Very good.
All right. Okay, thank you, Jeffrey.
I'm Taylor, and I'm working on my communications here at Edge.
Okay, Taylor, good luck. All right, thank you guys for being here.
What are the Scoutmasters working on?
Good luck to you all, too. Right. Thank you for what you do for these young men. Okay, any other comments, board members, now? If not, I'd like to recognize the news media here this evening. Melody Martin is here from the Fashion Fashion Office. Thank you for being here. And that brings us down to a couple of appointments this evening, Mr. Manager.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, you have two appointment papers this evening. The first is 209-08. This is a resolution for appointment of member to the Richmond Area Metropolitan Planning Organization Citizens Transportation Advisory Committee. This paper appoints one individual to the Transportation Advisory Committee for an unexpired term ending on December 31st, 2008, or thereafter when his successor shall have been appointed and qualified. This paper would appoint an at-large individual, Mr. Donald M. Blake. The motion would be in order.
Move resolution.
Second.
All right. Moved by Mr. Glover, second by Mr. Thornton to approve the resolution. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed no, and Mr. Blake is appointed.
Blake is with us this evening. Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the second appointment paper, 210-08. This is a resolution for appointment of a member to the Richmond Metropolitan Authority Board of Directors. This paper appoints one individual to the RMA Board of Directors for a four-year term, which would expire on June 30th, 2012, or thereafter when his successor shall have been appointed and qualified. This would appoint an at-large member, Mr. David A. Bratt. Motion would be in order.
Move resolution.
Second.
All right, moved by Ms. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Donati. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed no. And David is duly appointed. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, moving into your public hearing agenda for this evening, there are three items, the first being 211-08. This is a resolution for amendment to the fiscal year 2008-2009 annual fiscal plan. Mr. Walter.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Manager, and citizens. This budget amendment was introduced at the July 8th Board of Supervisors meeting. The advertisement of the amendment and the public hearing appeared in the July 15th Richmond Times-Dispatch. If this resolution is approved, the fiscal year 2008-2009 budget will be amended and the funds will be appropriated. This amendment is exclusively for school capital projects and totals $50 million. The amendment will appropriate $5 million that was added to the designated fund balance in the fiscal year 2008-2009 approved budget for construction cost increases related to GO bond projects approved in March 2005. And the $5 million is being allocated for the Fairfield Middle School renovation project. The balance of the amendment will appropriate the $45 million of VPSA bonds that were requested by the school board in May 2008 and are authorized by the Board of Supervisors after a public hearing at the June 24th Board of Supervisors meeting. The VPSA bonds received a triple AAA bond rating, which means that each of the three bond rating agencies, Moody's, Standard & Poor's, and Fitch, rated the bonds AAA. The bonds were sold on July 2nd, and the interest rate received on the bonds was 4.11%. The $45 million will be appropriated in the reserve project to be allocated to five projects as necessary based on actual construction bids. The five projects are the Central West Area High School, which will be built on Staples Mill Road, West Area Middle School, West Area Elementary School number 9, Mayford Elementary School 12 classroom addition, Verina Elementary School 12 classroom addition. As a note, the additional funding will allow the high school and middle school to be designed and built with LEED certification. And the funding will also allow for the design of the technical center at the high school. This is a public hearing, and I'll be glad to answer any questions you may have.
On that last item listed here for information purposes only, that's just transfers of funds from?
Yes, sir. The schools appropriated $2.5 million in the fiscal year 2008-2009 budget for two projects which would renovate the administrative office areas of seven elementary schools, and they have requested that those funds be transferred to the Fairfield Middle School renovation project.
Okay.
Do we ever extend the LEED certification to renovated schools at all?
I don't know the answer to that.
Mr. Thornton, it would be very, very difficult simply because you're dealing with an existing building and, for the most part, a lot of existing walls and structure. It would be extremely difficult to do that.
So then, for the most part, it's only with you?
Yes.
The building.
Mr. Walter, would you turn to page 2 of 2? You have total capital funds of $45 million and a total amendments and appropriations of $45 million.
Yes, sir. That's incorrect. I'm sorry. The total appropriations should be $50 million. That $45 is related to the one subfund, and I apologize for that.
Which way did you advertise it?
Yeah, is that going to be a problem?
It read $5 million. $50 million.
Well, I have the copy of the ad. Let me find it.
I'm sure you do, Mr. Walter. We're just making you sweat a little bit.
I am.
And I apologize to you. I just noticed it.
Thank you. The ad was for $50 million, sir.
Oh, good. So if we make the correction on page two, the total amendments and appropriation of $50 million?
Yes, sir.
All right. Does the paper have to be amended or just to state that?
It was advertised as $50 million, Mr. Chairman. Unless the county has objection, we'll correct the paper here.
Right. Well, we'll just approve this paper as amended.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Manager. Any other questions by board members regarding this budget amendment? If not, this is a public hearing. Anybody in the audience who may have any questions or comments regarding this budget amendment? Have these been made available to the audience? I don't know if anybody...
Not.
Any questions in the audience for this amendment? It's a standard amendment to the budget, new budget. Okay, seeing none, then a motion on the resolution as amended would be in order.
Move the resolution 211-08 as amended.
Second.
Okay, but moved by Ms. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Denaya, we adopt the amended resolution. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no.
Thank you, Gene.
Thank you, sir.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, 212-08, resolution for signatory authority. This is deeds of easement and license agreements for Tuckahoe Park in the Tuckahoe District. Mr. Price.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Manager, approval of this resolution will authorize the chairman and clerk to execute deeds of easement and the county manager to execute license agreements for the use of a portion of the Tuckahoe Park to provide utilities and other services to a training facility to be operated by Tuckahoe Sports on the adjoining property. In 2007, the county purchased the approximately 65 acres of land and improvements from Tuckahoe Sports. And the condition of the sale was that the county would grant Tuckahoe Sports Inc. easements and licenses necessary for the operation of the proposed training facility. The granting of the easements and licenses will not adversely affect or impact the county's use and further development of Tuckahoe Park. Real property and the directors of Public Works, Utilities, Planning, and Recreation recommend approval of this paper.
Okay. Any questions by board members?
This is part of the original agreement, was it not?
Yes, ma'am.
This was giving easement to the previous owner. Is that what?
They reserved how many acres?
Two acres for this.
To allow them to get water and sewer.
Yes, ma'am. This allows them to actually, or allows the utilities and so forth to cross the property, which we now own, to enter their facility.
Straightforward. Okay. Yes. Public hearing. Anybody in the audience has any questions or comments regarding these easements? If not, a resolution would be, or a motion on the resolution would be in order.
Move approval of resolution 212-08.
Second.
Moved by Ms. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Thornton. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That resolution is approved.
Still under your public hearing agenda, Mr. Chairman. Next item, 213-08. This is an ordinance to amend and reordain section 9-2 of the Code of the County of Henrico titled Precincts and Polling Places by revising the boundaries of the Sadler and Sullivan's precinct and creating two new precincts and polling places. Mr. Copeland.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Manager, this paper proposes an ordinance that would revise those boundaries from the Sadler and create the Short Pump precinct in the Three Chop District, revise the boundaries of the Sullivan's precinct, and create the Rolfe precinct for the Verina District. We will establish Short Pump Middle School and Rolfe Middle School as the polling places for the Short Pump and Rolfe precincts. We asked for this paper on June 24th. It was advertised July 1st and July 8th. This is a public comment, and I'm open to any questions.
Okay. Any questions by board members? The registrar? I guess they're just growing a little bit too large to handle a
computer. Yes, sir, they have. This will be good for alleviating the lines in the polling places and the parking outside.
Sure you can get enough people to man polls?
We are working on that, sir.
Yes, sir. Good. All right, any questions, board members?
I think we've looked at this before in some special papers in work session. Anybody in the audience has any question or comments regarding the proposed changes in voting precincts?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I move the ordinance 213-08.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Denai, second by Ms. O'Bannon, that we approve the ordinance. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. And that is authorized.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Oh, okay. Now, we're at that point in the agenda for public comments. That's a time that's set aside for anybody in the audience that would like to address the Board of Supervisors on any matter that except that may be on the agenda tonight. But any other matter, anybody would like to talk to the Board of Supervisors tonight about a problem? No problems. Okay, good. Not for tonight, at least. So we'll move on to the general agenda, Mr. Manager.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Moving into your general agenda, the first item is 214-08. This is an introduction of ordinance for signatory authority. This is the chief elected official's agreement for the creation of the Capital Area Workforce Partnership. I don't see Roz Key Tiller. But as mentioned to you, this paper actually introduces for a public hearing on August 12th, dependent upon the City of Richmond actually passing the necessary papers at their next session. We would schedule this on your work session agenda on August the 12th and bring it to you in public hearing at that point.
Move introduction to ordinance.
Second.
All right. Moved by Mr. Glover and second by Mr. Thornton for the introduction and approval of the ordinance. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. And the introduction is approved.
Item 215-08 is a resolution. This is authorization to apply for and accept grant funding from the Department of Homeland Security through the Virginia Department of Energy Management for upgrades to the Alternate Emergency Operations Center site. Chief Smith.
Yes. Mr. Chairman and other board members, Mr. Manager, this board paper authorizes the Division of Fire Office of Emergency Management to apply for and accept grant funding totaling $250,000 from the Department of Homeland Security through the Virginia Department of Emergency Management. This grant, which does require a 25% local match, will be used by the Division of Fire in concert with General Services to upgrade and renovate the Alternate Emergency Operations Center site located on Woodman Road. This project is one of the ones that is listed in the capital improvements plan for fiscal year 2009.
I don't believe I've seen the alternate site. That's interesting. I didn't really. I thought we just switched over to the City of Richmond. We don't do that.
That's for communications.
Just for communications.
Yes, ma'am. And when we say alternate site, when we say alternate site, that would be over at the Public Works location, that if something was to prevent us from using our primary site, mm-hmm. we would need to have an alternate site.
Okay. And this is where the group meets. I mean, there are people actually sitting there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that part. Okay.
So this allows you to apply for. Is it pretty much automatic if you apply for it that you're going to get it? Because you already got it.
No, Mr. Cavan, it's not automatic. There's $14 million available through the grant program, and we've got a shot. That's the only thing I can say. We've got a shot.
Wow.
And I figure, but if we don't ask, I know we won't get it.
I know, but you're also asking to accept it, so good luck.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Hope you can do that as well.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to do.
Don't go fishing, you can't catch any fish.
That's the deal.
Right.
Move resolution.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Glover, second by Mr. Donati. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. Resolution approved.
Item 216-08 is a resolution for signatory authority. This is a change order to contract for implementation of the Human Resources Management System. Berto.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this resolution will authorize the county manager to execute a change order to the October 24th, 2006 contract with Strategic Information Solutions Incorporated for the implementation of a Human Resources Management System to serve the needs of both general government and schools. The cost of the original contract was $5,741,783 with a completion date of December 21st of 2007. This change order would extend the completion date to December 20th of 2008 and increase the cost by $1.3 million with a new contract value of $7,041,783. This additional amount will support the services and expenses of the contractor, including 11 of his staff members who are on site on a full-time basis until the project is completed. As the board knows, this system replaces the current HR payroll system that's being used for both general government schools and that's been in place for some 20 years, and replaces it with an Oracle system having several modules, with phase one being primarily the payroll timekeeping, and the major portions of the system being targeted to be completed in December of 2008 and phase two in April of 2009, that being higher recruitment module. The project has experienced numerous delays beginning in the spring of 2007 and moving forward, and those delays have been caused by the complexity of the project and unique combinations of general government and schools. Most projects do not attempt to have one system for both general government and schools, and that has complicated the project, but we do believe it will be done so successfully. We have hesitated in bringing this matter forward to you before the administration had a solid feeling that the project will be successfully completed. We had a definite date, and I think we are at that point now. We have negotiated this change order with SIS and believe it is equitable to both parties. And I would note that the revised amount of $7,041,783 will still be some $300,000 less than the next lowest price that we received during the solicitation phase before this contract was awarded. We are confident that the project will be successfully completed. Funds are available within the existing appropriation within the project, so therefore additional funding is not necessary, and we do recommend your approval. I'll be glad to try to answer any questions.
Okay. Have negotiations been going on for some time with this modification and extension?
Mr. Chairman, we've been negotiating it in earnest about 2 months, and frankly, before then, we advised SIS we would not entertain recommendation for a change order until such time as we saw some very positive progress going forward, and we did have a better state of confidence that we were much closer to reality in completing the project. So to answer your question, we've negotiated this about the last 2 months, and SIS has dramatically reduced their labor rates, and as well as for the extended period of time, as well as provided a couple of months at no charge to us. I think that, therefore, I do believe it is equitable to both parties, and we do recommend it again.
The when we have this in motion and finish up, does this supposedly save the county money? Does it, when it brings the school system and the general government under one program, what does it mean to the taxpayer?
I think I'll ask Mr. Caldwell to see if he can attempt to answer that question, Mr. Glover.
I'm glad it was hard enough that you couldn't do it.
he probably has more facts than I do.
Mr. Glover, I can't say that it will save money, but there's greater efficiencies with regard to having a new system. The old system, as Mr. Perter said, was some 23 years old. It's outlived its usefulness. This is this particular Oracle system is compatible with the Oracle financial system, and I think we're going to be years ahead, and this system will last much longer than the previous one.
Let me add something for you, Mr. Glover, if you would, members of the board. This system, our payroll system, becomes more and more complex as there are changes in policies, changes in federal labor laws, changes in many aspects that we have to honor, depending upon shift work, depending upon classifications and different agencies, and it is becoming more and more complex to keep up with that. This system incorporates all of that, allows us to do this computerized form. While I don't know that it will save you money, I can assure you that it will prevent you from overpaying or losing money.
I believe in you. Save yourself from losing money, you save money. So I'll accept that. The reason I asked the question is I was looking at the people in the audience and I saw a frown. And I knew what that frown meant was, you know, what does this all mean for $7 million, okay? And I have a feeling that after 23 years, your program would need upgrading.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Can you give us maybe some examples of the unforeseen circumstances and complexities that have caused this? I mean, have they got a similar program that's on the market?
The software is Oracle software, and we actually purchased software from a different firm. And the way these systems work, the software is there and it can be implemented in a number of different ways. When the firm offered the price and the timetable and bid on the project, it is my belief that they were probably a little too aggressive in terms of how quickly the project could be completed. I think it's a matter that it just took a lot of time, an awful lot of detail, in order to work through all the conversions of data, to research and set up all of the different scenarios. The county has lots of different ways, lots of different shifts, combination of things, and not only for general government but also schools. That's why that combination kind of made it a little more complex than I think SIS probably thought it would be.
They're tailoring some existing software.
Yes, sir. It's an off-the-shelf system software, but it has to accommodate our needs, and it can be, as is the case oftentimes with software, it can be implemented lots of different ways, and it's extremely complex. You may recall that we implemented the financial system a couple of years ago. This is probably far more complex than that, in that it touches virtually every single employee, because every employee will be able to keep their time on the system, because an entirely new payroll system. So it just touches almost every business relationship and every piece of business that the county conducts. And it just took a lot of time to work through issues. And not only does SIS have, and again, it has about 11, not about, they have 11 staff on site for the duration of the project, and the county has dedicated a team to work with them hand in hand. And it's just a matter of just developing and researching and putting it together until it works, testing and...
We awarded that contract in October of 06, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Has there been, you know, technology moves at a pace, it doesn't wait for us. Is the same, in other words, the FOP that you, or rather the
RFP
that you put out, obviously asked for certain things, so that,
yes,
that was probably put together in the first part of 06.
Yes.
Have we reexamined to see that what they're providing is up to the technology that's available today?
Mr. Glover, we obviously would not have gone back on the market to test it again, but I will say that as is any as is the case with any software program, they will come out with various versions and upgrades as time passes in order to make improvements into the system.
Are they included in this now that we're 2 years, actually more than 2 years into a contract? Have those 11 people...
I'm not sure. Is there any upgrades included in this?
Do we know if there's any upgrades that might be needed? Or are we accepting old Oracle programs?
Software. The version of the software that's in there now is the current and still marketed version. And
I understand it's still marketed, but it is the most current technology that's available.
It's the most,
current, available.
Yes, sir. It's the most current version within Oracle.
Have those 11 people been on board since October of 2006? Or are they just coming on board now?
They're not necessarily the same 11 people, Mr. Glover.
I don't care whether they're the same or not.
Yes, sir.
I never knew them anyway.
Yes, sir.
But 11 positions have been allocated.
11 FTEs.
So they're here and have been for 2 years.
Yes, sir.
And they've
literally live here 4 days a week.
Okay.
And, of course, they have the expense of housing and transportation and so on.
And we're adding $1,300,000. Why? Tell me again.
Time. In essence, Mr. Glover, it's a year's worth of time. Basically, that's what it is.
But didn't they contract to do a job not based on number of hours?
Yes, sir.
But now they're coming back and say it's going to take them more time?
Yes, sir.
Sounds to me like another RFP went out.
The project should have been completed last December, and it has not.
But is it because the county requested more, or is it because they can't do it?
Ms. O'Brien, it's really a combination of both. And it's really impossible to be able to dissect it and allocate specific percentages. That is something, obviously, that I would like to be able to do so that everyone knows it's precisely who has what liability. In this case, our the county's administration, number one objective was to get to a point where we know it's going to get completed and get completed successfully and treat both the contractor and the county equitably. And we believe that the $1.3 million does that. It is not, SIS will tell you that is not their cost. It is about half of what their cost would be for the extended period of time.
I don't understand how they can at this point decide that they need more time based on a contract that was awarded to do a certain job. I don't understand that.
I
$1.3 million, you say it real easy, but it's $1.3 million.
It's a lot of money, yes, sir.
A lot of money to the taxpayer.
Yes, sir.
And we're talking about, we haven't even started, is that what you're telling me?
Oh, no, sir. We're within 3 months. Now, when I say December, Mr. Glover, we anticipate that we will actually have a system ready to roll by the October time frame. We then intend on taking 3 months to, in fact, run parallel tests so that we know that when it's turned over, that payroll will run, because we absolutely cannot afford for payroll, for example, which obviously will be the most important.
Can they come back now at some point, 3 or 4 months from now, and say that they need more time to do something else?
I suppose they could, sir, but I don't think they're going to get very good reception from us or you. We are comfortable that it can get done now in that time frame, sir.
Were you comfortable in those six?
When the contract was awarded, but not about this time last year. This has been dragging for about a year.
It reminds me of about 15, 20 years ago when we were dealing with personal or all that real estate. Remember that?
Yeah. I certainly do. Yeah. This one has a much happier ending, though, I think, Mr. Glover.
No. But it has very much, very similar situations right in the middle of it.
Yes, sir. I agree.
Is it because we're not putting together the RFP correctly or what?
Mr. Glover, members of the board, I think it's the nature of
the beast.
Yes, sir. I don't think that you can go to any employer, private or public, that does not have difficulties in implementing this type of program. It's very complex, very, very,
it is.
Very
but I had to ask these questions.
Oh, I understand.
Okay, well, I feel good having to say yes to your board paper, but I think
yes,
I have
sir.
To.
I don't like having to ask for it, sir. I agree.
Well, when I asked the question, Mr. Proto, my intent was, is this something that the county has caused to happen with, say, change orders? Or is it that they are just now understanding that there's a problem and that it's more difficult than they thought? That was where my question went.
Ms. O'Banish,
you said you couldn't tell
me. It's truly a matter of both. If I believe that the county had absolutely no part in some of these delays, then I would not be standing before you. We would force the contractor to do something else. I believe it's reasonable request, and I think we both bear part of the burden and the cause for the delays. Otherwise, I would not be asking you for the change order.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I see in here that phase two includes training and perhaps new personnel to put the system in effect. But are you confident now that on April 1st, that the system will be in effect?
Mr. Chairman, phase two is actually a different type of training. The training is so far as using the system will be done, like beginning in about a few weeks going forward, so that employees will know how to use the system prior to December the 20th.
His question, Paul, has to do with the completion date of April 1, 2009 for phase two. You concentrated on a response for phase one. What is phase two?
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Are you confident that the system will be operational in April of next year?
the system.
What conference will be operation January 1st?
What is included in phase two?
Recruitment and training, as in personnel training,
right.
Opportunities to train staff.
That's what I asked about, and that is phase two, and that's going on now?
Well, not training staff on use of the system, but training of staff to do their jobs, to perform and to advance and those kinds of things.
Okay. What's the alternative to your request right now? What's the alternative for the board? If they were to say no, what would happen?
We would go back to SIS, who is represented here this evening, and we would tell them the change order is denied, and we would tell them to proceed.
Would they give us the program that we asked for?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I suspect we would wind up in court and would be without a particular solution to this problem for probably a long time in the future.
So is that the solution? I mean, in other words, that's the alternative.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm still a little bit confused about, you said it's going to be operational in January.
Yes, sir.
Does that mean we'll be using the system for payroll?
We will be turning out paychecks and keeping time and those activities as of the first payday in that calendar year, which will
What's the completion of April 1 then?
That is for the iRecruitment to be able to use the system for recruitment purposes and for training purposes. Again, not to confuse training on the system.
Okay.
That is part of phase one.
Okay.
But rather to provide employees with training opportunities. Not to use the system, but to get trained on their job.
That's part of
professional development.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I don't like this any better than you do, but I'm going to go ahead and move a resolution because it doesn't sound like our alternative is too good since I'm not spoke.
Got a motion by Mr. Glover to approve the resolution.
Second.
Second by Ms. O'Bannon. If there's no further discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. And we'll go get on with it.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, 217-08 is a resolution for signatory authority. This is change order number 2 to a construction contract for addition to heating systems at J.O. West.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this resolution would authorize the county manager to execute a change order with Virginia Refrigeration in the amount of $46,775. This contract provides hot water radiation, additional heating in the original part of the jail, and these are in the actual cells, or the perimeter cells that are on the exterior, which causes the heating problem. The reason for this change order is that during the implementation of the contract, it was determined that the routing of the pipe, if it were to take place exactly the way the plans show, would require having to go through some structural members of the facility, which of course cannot happen. And this change order would cover the additional cost of the material. I might quickly add that had that a different routing been included in the original design, we would have paid this additional cost for the additional material. Funding is available to support this additional work, and we do recommend it.
Okay. Any other questions, board members?
Were they allowed to look at it before they bid on the project? I mean, you know, wouldn't they have noticed this before?
Well, Ms. O'Bannon, it's not really something that would be that evident just looking at it. It's really something you pick up on plans during design time. I might also add that the engineer did step up and made a contribution, although, frankly, I'm not sure the engineer really had any direct liability, but I think he assumed some of that and has reimbursed the county for a small portion of. And again, this cost would have been, the additional materials would have been there if they had been designed.
In other words, the engineering work has been completed at no cost to the county. This $46,775
yes.
would be necessary and would have been necessary had it been found earlier.
Well said. That's it. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Move the resolution.
Move by Ms. O'Bannon and for a second.
Second.
By Mr. Thornton. Approve the resolution. All in favor say aye.
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 Next item, Mr. Chairman, 218-08 is a resolution. This is the Himeco Juvenile Detention Home Medical Services Contract. You can take that one, Chief Stanley, if you'd like. Mr. Bingham.
Chair, members of the Board of Supervisors, this is our annual doctor's contract with BCU Health Systems to provide a licensed physician to oversee the medical services at the juvenile detention facility. The licensed physician will make weekly visits, will provide 24-hour consultation, on-call services. The total cost of the contract is $12,600. Any additional unscheduled visits will be $100 per hour. I'll be glad to answer any questions.
That's the best deal we've had all night.
Move the resolution.
Okay.
Second.
Moved by Ms. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Denai to approve the resolution. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 219-08 is an introduction of ordinance to amend and reordain Section 22-181 of the Code of the County titled Distributing Handbills, Soliciting Contributions, or Selling Merchandise in the Highway to include all highways located within the county. Chief Stanley.
Yes, Mr. Manager. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, as the manager just indicated, this paper will initiate the process of a public hearing on the proposed ordinance change, which will allow enforcement on all public highways in Henrico County. Basically, the proposed ordinance removes the term secondary from our current ordinance relating to highways. This paper also directs the clerk to advertise the proposed ordinance change in the Richmond Times-Dispatch on July 29th and August 5th, 2008. The public hearing would be on August 12th here in the boardroom at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Move the introduction of the ordinance.
Second.
All right. Moved by Ms. O'Bannon and second by Mr. Denide to approve the introduction. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. I just want to ask one question. If the board approves the ordinance in our August 12th meeting, does it become effective immediately?
Immediately.
Yes, immediately upon adoption.
If not sooner.
All right. Thank you.
Next item is 220-08. This is a resolution for signatory authority. This is for the acquisition of real property at 1400 North Laburnum Avenue. Mr. Price?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Manager, approval of this resolution will authorize the county manager to execute a purchase agreement in a form approved by the county attorney between the Henrico Fraternal Order of Police and the county for the acquisition of real property containing 4.39 acres, more or less, located at 1400 North Laburnum Avenue in the Fairfield District for $475,000. The property will be used for the future construction of an office and training facility for the Capital Area Training Consortium, and a part of this property is needed for access to the proposed Eastern Recreation Center. The directors of the Capital Area Training Consortium, General Services, and Real Property recommend approval of this paper.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Thornton. Moved by Mr. Thornton, second by Mr. Glover for approval of the resolution to acquire this property. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. And approved.
Item 221-08 is a resolution. This is for approval of sale of surplus school board property at 8402 Holly Hill Road and authorization to retain the proceeds in the Capital Improvement Fund.
Resolution. Second.
Okay. Any questions? The only question is what property are we selling here?
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board.
It's all there, right?
Glover, and
just for the information of the audience, please.
Yes, sir. It's a third of an acre located at 8242 Holly Hill Road in the Ridgeway Farm subdivision. That's adjacent to Freeman High School.
Property which was acquired with Freeman High School.
More than 50 years ago, and as anyone that's familiar with Freeman and Holly Hill Road, the field at Freeman, of course, is above this particular property, and we use it for some training exercises, but really hardly any use at all now.
Purpose of the sale.
This is to perpetuate a program that we've had with the schools for approximately 20 years. We have built through this particular program, and I'll describe it in a little bit more detail, 17 homes, I believe. This is a program that's a joint program with our vocational foundation,
And what we have is an opportunity for about 80 students over an 18-month period to go through the process of site development, the planning of a new home, the development of a new home, all the way through the finished work of a new home, and then the sale, the marketing of the home. What we would do with this particular piece of property is have the foundation, again, assist us with this program for our vocational students to build and then sell another home on this property.
Is that a regular subdivision lot itself?
It is. There are houses on each side of this particular
And the value is approximately what?
I can certainly defer to Mr. Price, but I believe the assessed value is around $35,000.
Okay, thank you. All right, we got a motion and a second to approve. Any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no, and that is approved.
Item 222-08 is an introduction of ordinance to amend and reordain subsection D of section 22-113 of the Code of the County titled Weight Limits for Specific Streets. This is to restrict through truck traffic on Strath Road. Mr. Priestess.
Yes, sir. This board paper would introduce an ordinance to set a public hearing on August 12th to consider restricting truck traffic, through truck traffic, on Strath Road between Darby Town Road and Route 5. The reason for the request is because of basically concerns that were voiced by citizens in the area and our studies, which indicate that there was a safety issue specifically on a curve with large trucks utilizing the roadway.
Move introduction.
Second.
All right. Motion by Mr. Denai, second by Ms. O'Banner to approve the introduction of this ordinance. This will be heard on August 12th.
Yes, sir.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. And the introduction is approved.
Item 223-08 is a resolution for the acceptance of roads.
Yes, sir. This board paper would accept just a little less than 1 mile of road into the county system of roads from two subdivisions.
How many miles of road does the county now take care of?
Approximately 1,315 miles of road.
Okay.
Okay. Was there a motion?
Move the resolution.
Second by Ms. LeBan, second by Mr. Denai to approve the acceptance of roads. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. And is there another paper?
There is, Mr. Chairman. Last item on the agenda this evening, 224-08. This is a resolution. This is the settlement of the case of Philip J. Hanzrak versus Reginald Mason. This was discussed with you in closed meeting.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Moved by Ms. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Denati to approve the resolution, the settlement. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. And that is approved. Now, is there any other business, Mr. Manager?
No other items, Mr.
Chairman. Chairman, you invite the board caps up, if you would.
Yeah, right. You all welcome to come up here and look at the podium.
Get a
cookie. Look at the computers and then the...
get a cookie.
Get an agenda. Right. Okay. The rest of you can go home. Okay.